Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Diane DiResta is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Diane's a great member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of DiResta Communications. She is an expert in helping people just like you and me, small business owners, companies, our businesses, even companies a little bit bigger, including celebrities, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace, whether it be in the materials they deliver or the way they communicate by voice, for example. That's what she does, and she does it well. Diane DiResta, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be back. Thanks for inviting me.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here, Diane, because you always have something great to talk about. In fact, that's one of the things you want to talk about today is how can we speak our way to more success? Talk to us about that.
Exactly. I believe speaking can truly grow your business in a very powerful way. And the reason it's so important for small business owners is because it levels the playing field. If you think about what advertising costs, I don't care if it's TV, radio, or print, it's out of the reach of a lot of small businesses. And even if you can afford one ad, it doesn't do anything. So how can you get the word out? I find that speaking is a tremendous marketing tool, and it's one of the most underutilized marketing tools.
Well, now, when you say speaking, of course, you know, my audience is saying, well, duh, I speak every day, but you're talking about to an audience, aren't you?
Absolutely. How to give seminars to audiences, and there are two benefits. One is you can speak for free in front of your target audience and collect leads and build a brand and expertise. And or you can, if you're really good at it, go out and get paid to speak. But I'm not talking about the professional side today. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about using speaking as a marketing tool. And I want to tell you, first of all, I want to prove to you that this works. In 2003, I was asked to speak in Tanzania, one of the highlights of my life. I spoke to 100 women who headed up non-governmental organizations.
Wow.
And the way that I got that position or that gig, so to speak, to do media training there was from a speaking engagement. Now, fast forward, it's 2005, and I am speaking at the National Investor Relations Institute. It was their national conference. Mm-hmm. I met a woman who was a CFO in an Egyptian company in Cairo. She took my card. Nothing ever really happened. Then around 2009, there were new people in there, and they said, we're looking for someone to help our executives with their presentations and media skills, and we need to do a search. And the CFO said, try her. So I was one of the people that they looked at,
right,
and I got to speak in Egypt in 2009.
But now you're a pro, Diane. I mean, that's what you do for a living, part of what you do for a living. You're a pro. The average person out there, I don't have to tell you that most people are more afraid of speaking than they are of poisonous snakes.
Yes, they'd rather die.
I mean, it is the number one phobia in the world. And so, I mean, plus the fact, never mind the fear factor, most people have an inferiority complex when it comes to speaking. What have I got to say anybody would listen to?
All right, well,
That's the big myth, isn't it?
Yes, it is a myth, and there are two reasons why small business owners are not speaking as a marketing tool, and it's ignorance and fear. So let me address the fear first.
All right.
If you are someone who is afraid of speaking, then what you want to do is immediately address that, and there are a number of ways you can do it. One of the simplest ways is to join Toastmasters, which is an organization that many people know about, where you go every week.
It's a great organization, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very inexpensive, and you're in front of an audience. And so that's one way.
And they teach you how to push through that, don't they?
Well, yeah, because you're up on your feet a number of times, and you have a supportive group. So over time, you start to develop your confidence. The other thing you can do.
I can't tell you how many small business owners, regular Main Street small business owners, I've seen transformed by by being a member of a Toastmaster group.
Right. So I'm giving them a little plug today. Yep. They're in every city, every country.
Yep. They're good.
And it's a good way to get your feet wet. These are not professional coaches, but it's an audience. The next step is to go to a professional training seminar or a coach and read books, listen to audio tapes. But the way to get through the fear is you have to actually get up and do it.
How about watching the movie The King's Speech? How about that?
Let me tell you, as a former speech pathologist, that was near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
And yes, if he can get over it, anybody can.
Right.
But again, that doesn't help people. They have to actually go and do it.
Right.
So I would say make a commitment this year to go get some coaching or training in this area. Also, you know that I have a book on the subject called Knockout Presentation, so you can get that on Amazon. But let me talk about the other part, which is the ignorance part. The ignorance means I don't know how to do it. How do I get started? Where do I go? So let me give you three tips to think about. When you use speaking as a marketing tool, you need to define your target market because you don't want to be in front of the wrong people. You need to develop content, just like the internet, content is king. But instead of YouTube, you're live in front of people. And then the third thing is you need good delivery skills. So fear aside, even if you don't have fear, you still need to be effective in the way that you come across.
Right.
So there are a lot of
Say those three again real quickly.
Okay. You have to know your target market. Define it clearly.
Know who your audience is.
Right. If you're selling, I don't know, life insurance and you're in front of a teen audience, that's a waste of your time.
Right.
Number two, develop content. You need good content. You need a good message.
Right.
So what is it that you are proposing? What is it that you are in the business of doing? And then you want to add value. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But it's not a commercial. You want to add value. So you have to have good content that people want to hear. And then you need good platform skills.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to deliver dynamic seminars.
Exactly. And the big thing, though, folks, the best way that I found to get comfortable with speaking in front of an audience is to speak about the things that you know the most about.
Exactly.
Because if it's about something that you know about, and you have to believe that you're the smartest person in the room on that particular topic.
Absolutely. So you don't want to get in front of your peers. You want to get in front of your buyers.
Right.
And you know more than they do.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Give us your website, please, Diane.
www.diresta.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Her book is called Knockout Presentations Now, and it's a revised edition, by the way. 20 after. We're going to talk some more. We're going to get into the details of how you can become a public speaker and make it work for you and get more business after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.